fucked over the line twice. Fucked over the line like you'd catch a fucking loaf of bread and fucked you over the line with his shoulder.
But for my part, what concerned me was the way his good name was attacked.
The game is called football for a very simple reason that you're predominantly supposed to use the foot.
Donegal seem to have slipped from All-Ireland contenders to well outside that bracket. They're in danger of relegation now. So we talked about them on the show last night, did a little bit of analysis on them and how they don't seem to have an identity as a team now, and they're suffering from those disjointed games that they seem to always end up in, where defenders are in the forwards are in the backs, and there's no actual structure to the game. So have a listen. And remember, we're on patreon.com/smallerfishGEA. If you want to join us on the extended panel. Jeez, the Scully goal was bizarre. You're right, Keane. Like, there was no one tracking him. It felt like a challenge game. It felt like everyone else had stopped and the referee had blown the whistle, kind of conned by the time he'd buried it into the corner. Nobody was actually running. Donegal are not great. We know when they get bodies back, you're still able to get through them, which is very, very unusual. I think they've gone from being a big team to being a bit of a lightweight team in some ways.
I think the disappointing thing about them is that, yeah, they were definitely a top five team at the very least, but you probably don't consider them in that bracket anymore. Like, they're just outside it. And it's heartbreaking because, yeah, we've been looking at this squad of players that they have and the different type of player that they have and waiting for them to actually just go and really mount a challenge, and they just haven't done it. And you're talking about them like, yeah, how easy it is to get through them sometimes. I think it must be very nice if you're Dublin and you're going down to play against Donegal. It must be lovely knowing that if you get yourself set up, Donegal are only going to play around you outside of the shape that you set, because they don't seem to really want to go through it and take too many risks. Like, imagine you're facing a team like Kerry and the difference there and the aggression that they would bring on the ball and how more unpredictable they are of what to do. But Donegal are too willing to just play on the terms that you've set for them. Like, you know, like if you put your team in place, Donegal will go around the outside, and it's only when they put somebody like Murphy inside that it looks like they've got a bit more of a platform. And that might sound very obvious, but after Murphy got his goal, they didn't do it again. They didn't put him in for the last 10 minutes. And like, it was just one ball in. And we didn't see that for the rest of the game. We saw Murphy back out around the pitch. And that's an age-old dilemma. Like, you're trying to get Murphy into the game as much as you can. But I think Donegal just need a couple of starting points with their team. And I think that probably is Murphy at full forward. It's McHugh at half forward. Because I think with those two boys at the minute, they want them everywhere. They want them doing everything they can. And it's actually probably what they're asking all the players to do. Like, can you get back and defend and get forward and defend, and everybody just be the same type of player playing in the same type of position, rather than just having these points through the team that everybody knows?
Yeah, they've gone away from, like, it's a strange one. They used to have a very threatening full forward line a couple of years ago. They obviously had Jamie Brennan, they had Paddy McBrearty and DeMichael Murphy, and they had that full forward line today, but they never really used that full forward line. They've gotten in, today was a kind of a mashup of a match where I stopped the game a couple of times and took some pictures. I was going to tweet them, but never did in the end. But you could almost count like maybe 24 players in one corner of a field. It's like it was like an under eights game, just running around where the ball was, and you could have a full back at full forward. And it was like, what kind of a, there's no shape on this game. Yeah. There's zero shape on the game. And I was like, I was looking at thinking, is this modern football where everybody's running around like sheep on the field, and there's no defender willing to say, do you know what, I'm not going to join in that attack now. I'm just going to keep some shape on this game. Because, like, obviously Murphy went in there, he scored that great goal. There was another passage of play in the second half. Owen Bon Gallagher burst out with a ball, gave a lovely ball off the outside of his boot. McBrearty marked it, and it was a great mark. And instead of shaping up to kick the mark, he turned around straight away, gave it into Murphy, and Murphy gave it back to him. It was a point. And I was like, Jesus, there's Donegal now. Mm. That's the Donegal maybe from 3 or 4 years when Rochford took them over first, and you're thinking, geez, Liz, these lads could really go at it now with that full forward line. I remember us analysing the full forward line going, that full forward line has everything. It has Murphy for a long diagonal like McHugh gave him for the goal. We know Murphy can give you that. It's Jamie Brennan, who's a bloody live wire, and it's Paddy McBrearty, the best loop man in the country. Where's that full forward line guy? I know Jamie hasn't been around, but even though we're there today, you weren't seeing them playing. I know McBrearty had an excellent game, but he was just getting his usual loop moves. You know, you weren't really seeing any structure necessarily to their game. It's all a mismatch of, and to be honest, Keane is two of the worst culprits of this mismatch, kind of where everyone's attacking and defending. But Christ almighty, like sheep, what was it? Babs Keaton said years ago about Offaly, sheep in a heap or something. It felt like they were all sheep running around after the ball.
Yeah, well, oh God, where do you start? I didn't enjoy the game, to be honest, because it was just, it was a very frustrating thing to watch. Donegal are an extremely frustrating team to watch. They just drive me mad. They don't know what they're at, to be honest, when you look at, that's what it appears to me. They have no idea what they're trying to do, who's supposed to be playing where. They continue with these poxy short kickouts, which clearly just allow the opposition time to flood their own defence. Pointless stuff. And for a team that runs the ball and carries the ball the length of the field every time, you would think that they would actually have an idea of how to get a few scores when the opposition had, you know, a defensive structure. And they're absolutely useless at it. They're deplorable. The only thing they can do is if hope that Paddy McBrearty does the same thing that he does every single time, which is stand in his corner and then run really, really fast at the man on the ball. And sometimes if the opposition are stupid enough and don't leave a man standing waiting in front of him as he steps inside, Paddy will take a shot. And in fairness, he's reasonably accurate. But aside from that, they don't seem to do anything else. Ryan McHugh flits around, but he has no power to break the tackle. So he needs space. You're not going to give him any space if you continue to go short off your own kick out. You know, so Donegal are blunting themselves of their only decent attacking threat by the way that they set themselves up and the way they play themselves when they have the ball. So whatever about the opposition nullifying your threats, for you to actually nullify your own threats is bizarre. And I don't understand what they're trying to do. Murphy's goal came from a long kick out, which they won, which was passed down the wing to Ryan McHugh, and Ryan McHugh plays a diagonal ball into Murphy. What's that? 1, 2, 3 kick passes, ball in the net. Like, that's how Donegal should be trying to play. They should have maybe 3 or 4 players stationed up the field and the rest of the lads can do what they want. But Christ almighty, when you see the likes of their cornerbacks and running up the field aimlessly and then the opposition break on them and get an easy score, you're kind of thinking, what is the point? You know, what is the point? Like, you're right, Woody. Like, and I'm seeing it with a lot of teams. Cornerbacks running up the field, halfbacks running up the field mindlessly. Like, they're not even running up to drag, you know, to occupy a sweeper and drag him out of position. I don't know why they're running up there, because when they get up there, they're not able to do anything with the ball. They're getting in the way. By the fact that they're running up there, they're blocking up space. They're, you know, they're slowing up the game because there's no kick pass options on. It just, it's a mismatch of nonsense, really, a lot of the time. And I can understand when a game gets very frantic, you know, that things like this can happen if there's a turnover and, you know, a number of guys go on a break. And you can have that sort of chaos in a game. And for a number of years, Monaghan were the brilliant chaos team. Whenever the game just went manic, Monaghan were brilliant because they were comfortable in that, whereas other teams wanted structure. Now it seems that there's a low, you know, everybody is in this sort of chaos form, but they're not very good at it. And they actually need structure because they're getting opened up defensively and they're giving themselves absolutely no platform to structure their attacks or to get their key men in the right zones of the field.
You were fucked over the line twice. Fucked over the line like you'd catch a fucking loaf of bread and fucked you over the line with his shorts up.
But for my part, what concerned me was the way his, I suppose his good name was attacked.
The game is called football for a very simple reason that you're predominantly supposed to use the foot.
Killing in the name of...